It's March 26th, and this is the Civil War Podcast. It was on this day in 1862 that Stonewall Jackson assigned Jedediah Hotchkiss to make a map of the Shenandoah Valley. Hotchkiss was a mapmaker by hobby, and this skill earned him a place on Jackson's staff. He was born in Windsor, New York, on November 30, 1828. He'd worked as a schoolmaster in Pennsylvania and Virginia, and also as a mining geologist. His hobbies were exploring and mapmaking. When the war came, he offered his skills to Brigadier General Richard Garnett. By 1862, he was the chief topographical engineer of the Valley District, reporting to Stonewall Jackson himself. Planning the Valley Campaign of spring 1862, Jackson summoned his mapmaker. Hotchkiss was ordered to, quote, prepare a map showing all points of offense and defense in the Shenandoah Valley from the Potomac to Lexington. Cartography was an essential art of war. Moving large numbers of men, wagons, and livestock overland required a knowledge of routes, convergence points, and sustenance. Armies were too large to march along a single road, and units had to stay within supporting distance. Maps were used to indicate boundaries, villages, roads, railroads, relief, mountain passes, woodland, drainage, fords, ferries, bridges, mills, houses, and names of residents, as well as sources of food, forage and water, blacksmith shops, stores, courthouses, and post offices. At the outset of the war, maps were at a premium. The enemy occupied unknown territory, and reconnaissance could not be safely, effectively, or accurately done. Both armies sent scouting parties to public buildings to confiscate maps, and from these, crude copies were drawn. One map, by engineer Thomas Jefferson Cram, was cobbled together from Revolutionary War schematics and coastal maps, amongst others. Union General George McClellan used it as the basis for his Peninsula campaign, but Cram's mapping was incorrect. The campaign was hobbled by poor cartography. Instead of using the Warwick River to protect the Union advance, the river stalled it. McClellan would later write, "Correct local maps were not to be found, and the country, though known in its general features, we found to be inaccurately described, in essential particulars, in the only maps and geographical memoirs or papers to which access could be had. Erroneous courses to streams and roads were frequently given, and no dependence could be placed on the information thus derived. Reconnaissances, frequently under fire, proved the only trustworthy sources of information." Despite operating on friendly ground, the Confederacy wasn't faring much better, hampered as it was by a lack of reproduction facilities, trained military engineers, and even the paper to reproduce the maps they charted. Official policy added to the fog of war. Maps were furnished only to commanding generals and corps commanders. Said General Richard Taylor, "The Confederate commands knew no more about the topography of the country than they did about Central Africa. We were profoundly ignorant of the country." General Robert E. Lee, a former engineer, took command of the Army of Northern Virginia in 1862 and moved quickly to remedy the mapping problem. A topographical bureau was established, and teams of engineers were assigned to fieldwork, mapping the areas of countryside around Richmond. Jedediah Hotchkiss had volunteered his services the year before and used his knowledge of the surroundings to lead an impressive retreat. Over the course of the following campaigns, he worked on maps for officers' reports and was occasionally directed to choose lines of defense and troop positions. He was assigned to Stonewall Jackson's staff, where he was tasked with creating the map that became his magnum opus. Like other contemporary mapmakers, Hotchkiss worked on horseback, using the pace of the horse to determine distance. He observed and drew the land he surveyed in a sketchbook, using colored pencils and a compass. The final product, the highly accurate Great Map of the Shenandoah Valley 1862 to 1865, was drawn on tracing linen and measured 7.5 feet by 3 feet. The map gave Stonewall a huge advantage in planning the Valley Campaign of 1862. After Jackson's death, Lee requested Hotchkiss's services. He prepared the map used in the Gettysburg Campaign and also served with Jubal Early in the Monocacy and Valley Campaigns of 1864. Upon Lee's surrender, Hotchkiss cashed his maps and took a parole. His map collection, now housed in the Library of Congress, survived because Ulysses Grant demanded they be turned over to the federal government. Hotchkiss protested, instead offering to make copies. Grant agreed, and the maps were used to illustrate the official records of the rebellion. For all his wartime successes, Hotchkiss was never commissioned. Around the campfire, he was named Professor, or Mr. Hotchkiss. Generals Jackson, Ewell, and James Ewell Brown Stewart petitioned unsuccessfully for his cause. In the post-war, he kept up correspondence with Jackson's entourage, Dr. Hunter McGuire, John Esten Cook, Jubal Early, and Mrs. Anna Jackson, and Robert E. Lee invited him to teach at Washington College. After Lee's death, Hotchkiss left the college and founded a topographical and mining engineering office, campaigning heavily to develop Virginia's natural resources. He sought investors for a mining project kick-started by his military service, developing a colliery in the southwest part of the state. He had spotted the coal seam while surveying the area in 1861, and these flat-top mountain beds would become one of the richest coal fields in the world. Jedediah Hotchkiss died in 1899 and was remembered in the manner befitting a famous cartographer by being added to the map. The town of Hotchkiss, West Virginia, was named for him. You've been listening to the Civil War Podcast, a weekly podcast researched, written, and read by Aaron McGuire, with music by Tom Nagy. Thank you for listening.